Can't wait to get up here. I can't stop smiling now.
First NFL sack of the number one pick, Leonard Floyd.
I made a paper.
Tight pocket, and down he goes. Leonard Floyd with another sack.
Remember this, is 1920 football drive.
1920.
Remember this for the next 16 years.
1920 football drive.
Can you believe what has all happened in less than a season already for you and for this football team?
I can definitely believe it. I always came in with the mindset I was going to go as hard as I can when I got here. I believe I've been doing a pretty good job with it.
So when you had a couple of bumps in the road, it must have frustrated you pretty good with the injuries and things like that.
Definitely wanted to play every game this season. Me going out with the injuries, it kind of set me back a little bit, but I always made sure I stayed on top of my plays and my playbook, so when I came back, I didn't miss a beat.
You heated up here in the past few weeks, and that Green Bay game was the big one. That kind of was your coming out party.
Flags out, and down it goes. Ball is out. Floyd's picked it up in the end zone. They cover it up. It's a touchdown, Bears. Bears with a defensive touchdown to the sack strip.
It was just a game you dream about. Going against Aaron Rodgers, I made sure that I came in with a great mindset of going hard as I can to get out to him. And I believe I did a pretty good job when we played him.
Yeah, I got your first NFL touchdown because you can envision whatever you want. Did you envision that happening?
I didn't envision the score, but I envisioned sacking him. I visited sacking him more than one time, to be honest with you.
My thinking is that Green Bay game, it puts you on the radar. You know, considerations for even Defensive Rookie of the Year.
For the season, I made that my goal. And I've been working hard and getting coached up, trying to reach that goal.
That Giants game, and then that moment.
Moment, I can't really remember. I do remember the trainers telling me that I was going to be fine. They were just going through precaution. Just kept a level head through the whole situation, and I knew I was going to get back.
It could have scared a lot of people in that similar situation. Were you scared even for an instant?
After I was laying there for a little bit, I had kind of got scared a little bit. Then Nate, our trainer, was talking to me in my ear, telling me I was going to be fine.
Rookies don't always have an easy transition in the National Football League. You have the comforting aspect that your father is here. He's living here with you this season. How big is that for you?
That's definitely a big help. He takes a lot of added extra stress off me from all the stuff outside of football that I can't get to, because some days I'd be tired, so tired from practicing and stuff. He's like my best friend. We talk about everything and anything. If I'm down, he try to pick me up. If he's feeling down, I try my best to pick him up.
I know you're a dad too. You got two boys, and they mean everything to you. When they are of age to understand completely what you're doing, do you think they'll get a big kick out of, hey, I used to go to games when my dad was a Chicago Bear?
Hopefully they end up taking my route playing football too. But yeah, I definitely believe they're gonna be excited once they really figure it out.
When you see that uniform over your left shoulder there, number 94, do you ever get chills when you think about how you kind of had an instinctual thought that this was going to happen as a Bear, and now that it is happening and you're having the season you're having, it must resonate with you some way that this was meant to be?
Me looking at my jersey, I feel like I got a lot more in store. A lot more to do in Chicago.